This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from Grants Pass, is the duo Verbs and Nouns. Emily Turner, Jared Masters, my guests. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you.
You too.
I think the last time I saw you perform was the support set for Elin Jewell, if
yes.
I am not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Verbsandnouns.com is the website. We'll talk about the music that is there, the music that will be there coming up in just a few minutes. Grants Pass does not seem to be the easiest spot in the world to make a go of it as a musician.
Absolutely.
What has your experience been like in a somewhat isolated community of not that many people?
So, honestly, Emily's from Applegate. I currently live in Portland. But as a group, we do resonate in Grants Pass a lot. Just because I was raised around here in Grants Pass, and I had a band called the Illies, which was a reggae band. And we played Grants Pass, Ashland, Medford, Southern Oregon a lot. But really, you know, mostly Ashland has been our playground. We play a lot of places around here. Brick Room has been really great with us. And then G Street Bar and Grill in Grants Pass is really the only place we've played lately.
In the hall.
In the hall, yeah, of course. You know, what's happening, though, is that Grants Pass is becoming more of the hotspot for music. Ashland's losing a lot of venues, unfortunately. We used to play Ashland a lot more than we do now. But the hall is a really great place. A lot of bands from all over the state are actually going over there and making that their hub. As far as Southern Oregon goes, being in Portland now and having the music community over there compared to Southern Oregon, it's pretty crazy, you know. But yeah, I mean, we love Grants Pass. We love playing in Grants Pass. We have a huge support system here in Grants Pass as well. And as far as Southern Oregon goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jared, you said you grew up in the Grants Pass area.
Yeah.
Emily, Alaska?
Yes, I was born and raised there. I went to college at SOU.
How did the two of you first meet?
We met while working at Dutch Brothers in Grants Pass.
Yeah.
At the 6th and G location. And,
now, is that the one?
That's the one.
That's the Dutch Bros.
That's the first location, yes.
Actually, our manager, Jim Fosmo, is my conga player for the Illies band.
Yeah, he plays with us sometimes.
Yeah, and so we have him play with Verbs and Nouns occasionally. So usually we're a duo, but we go as a trio sometimes.
Now, Emily, were you also making music independent from this duo?
I was, yeah. Not when we met, but soon after that I joined the Turner Moore Band, and we played in Southern Oregon a lot of Alex's when they were still going. Southern Oregon was a great launch pad for me as a new musician.
So when did the light bulb go off that the two of you together could create something interesting?
Probably about a year ago. I was playing in Turner Moore Band and then the Alphadelics, and when both of those kind of took a pause, I called Jared and said, hey, you know, I know you love music, so do I. Let's jam, dude. And we'd always talked about it while working in the stand together, jokingly, and finally we just got together and started kind of playing around, and the rest is history. We found we had a good chemistry and started writing.
What's awesome about Emily, though, is that Emily's been playing stand-up bass for, what, 4 years now?
4 or 5, yeah.
So for me, I've been playing guitar for about 10 years, and at the time, she'd only been playing for 3 years. I was like, you've only been playing a stand-up jazz bass for 3 years, and you can play like that? So automatically that got my attention, and we've been such good friends for a long time. We're like, hey, let's play some tunes and see how it goes. And we jive so much because we have a lot of the same musical influences.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jazz, a lot of blues.
An upright jazz bass is not the kind of thing you just pick up off of Craigslist.
No,
You have to intentionally go get one.
Well, yeah, I lucked out because from Turner Moore Band, Danny Moore was the one who had an extra bass laying around and said, hey, why don't you give it a shot? And I picked it right up, and it kind of became my instrument, so I was lucky to come across it in that way.
Well, that instrument definitely lends itself to some jazz influences. There's definitely some blues in what you do and some soul in what you do. Let's hear a tune and then talk a little bit about the backgrounds that each of you brought to the duo that resulted in the sound that we hear. What do you guys want to do first?
We're going to do a song called Pompeii, and this is a song we've kind of collaborated on over the past year, and we're really excited about it. This is the one that we kind of do for people as our introduction to what we sound like.
It's Verbs and Nouns. Emily Turner, Jared Masters, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
I would die for the night. Just to feel feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight. Up against mine in the pale moonlight. I don't know what she means to me. So up and down that it's got to be. You don't know where I come from. Cross my heart and hope to die when I'm done. So I would die for the night. Just to feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight. Well, I would die for the night. Oh, oh, I would. Just to feel your lips up against mine in the pale moonlight. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna be alright. Yeah, that in most of the time. Sometimes I feel like we're gonna be alright. Yeah, that in most of the time. So I would die for the night. Just to feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight.
That is called Pompeii, Verbs and Nouns, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Emily Turner on vocals and bass, Jared Masters vocals and electric guitar today. More on them at verbsandnouns.com. That tune was also the tune that you guys submitted to the 2016 NPR Tiny Desk Contest, mm-hmm. the one that captured our attention here at the station, one of a handful of very good regional submissions. We had some great stuff to kind of thumb through as we were watching all of those come into the competition. I talked just before the tune about all of the different styles and sounds, and the music that you've got on your website goes even a different direction than what we just heard. What were your individual backgrounds like, Jared? You said you were in a reggae band, so there's obviously a little bit of that, but blues, soul, a little bit of hip-hop.
Absolutely.
Where does all of that come from?
I suppose my beginning in music with the country band brought in the folk and Americana side of things. That's kind of where I learned the roots of my bass playing and songwriting in that regard. But I also am a big reggae fan, and I think Jared and I, our shared influences kind of mixed together really well when we got together and started jamming. It just kind of all happened. It all just came out, and we blended it all together, and here we are.
Well, it's funny because, you know, with me and Emily, like, we started talking, like, we'd send each other songs, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd send her, you know, a song from Erykah Badu, and then she'd send me a song from, like, Les Paul, you know. Like, we'd be all over the board with our influences.
That's not a bad playlist, by the way.
No,
absolutely. So we're really all over the board with our stuff. So it's funny because we're going to be recording our live, or it's going to be an EP. It's going to be an acoustic EP. Aaron Reed from Brothers Reed is actually producing it and recording everything for us. And it's just going to be us as a duo recording live. And that's going to be really the soul of what we are. But online at verbsandnouns.com, I personally produced all of the songs on there. Emily and I have really contributed to that sound as a whole. And that's kind of everything that we're into. You know, you'll go on there and you'll listen to a few songs and you're like, whoa, this is blues, but it's also hip hop. You know, like, I'm a huge G Love and Special Sauce fan.
Yeah, me
hence
too.
The stand up bass and the hip hop. Mm-hmm. And Erykah Badu, that R&B feel. And so we have a lot of stuff that is on our website that's already pre-produced with a full band sort of feel. And it's completely different than what we sound like live. As songwriters, individual songwriters, we really want to express ourselves in that manner and be like, hey, let's just create. Let's get in the studio and start really creating what we want people to hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff on our website right now is really a representation of all of the inspirations that we've taken in over the years.
So does that mean that as we go forward, you are starting to synthesize all of those things into a band sound rather than having individual songs from different genres that you guys are all interested in. They're all kind of merging for this EP.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Verbs and Nouns, my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio, Emily Turner and Jared Masters. The music of which they speak is online, verbsandnouns.com. The live EP due out just after the first of the year, hopefully.
Absolutely.
What do you guys want to do next?
How about Tough Love Blues?
Let's do Tough Love Blues.
Yeah. When you dig into me, darling, you don't know just how deeply you can. Took your word for what it's worth, but I guess your words ain't worth that much. I say I love you, but I'm finding you reminding me that it ain't enough. I can't deny it, I can't hide, I got the tough love blues. Said I got the tough. The tough love blues, yeah, without the hugging and loving and all the things you tell me at night. But with the break of day, you're changing your game, telling me that I can't get it right. I can't deny that I've been trying to stay blind to all the negative sides. I can't deny it, I can't hide, I got the tough love blues. The tough, oh, the tough love blues. The guy only knows if I'll be tough enough to love on you. Yeah, yeah, I got the tough love blues. I got the tough love blues. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's Verbs and Nouns, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Emily Turner and Jared Masters in the JPR studios. Their website is verbsandnouns.com. You can also find the band on Facebook. A lot of bands early on, especially when they're testing the waters and trying to figure out whether there's a blend, do a lot of covers. Mm-hmm. You guys do a lot of original tunes. Which one of you took the initiative of that concept of we want to do our own music, we don't want to be a cover band?
I suppose we both did.
We really did.
We both are a wealth of songs as far as songwriting goes. We both geek out on songwriting on the daily and have an extensive library. So we just kind of started sharing with each other.
So if Emily, you weren't there, Jared, what kind of songs would you be cranking out song after song?
You know, it's really funny for me. I actually released an album a few months ago under the name Sleepwalker, which is spelt very strange. You can find it if you Google it. But me personally, I do a lot of R&B and hip-hop and reggae, rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's a huge mix-up of genres. As a millennial, you know, our influences are all over the place. We love our parents' generation of the Beatles and Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and everything else, but we also love our hip-hop. And mm-hmm. our jazz, which is all mixed kind of in there. So it's a big big combination of things.
What about for you, Emily? What would you be doing if it was just Emily Turner?
You know, I kind of have a dual personality in that regard. There's a side of me that loves super trippy, dubbed out reggae cuts, and then there's a side of me that loves kind of the jazzy Americana style. Still trying to figure out which one that I would give more time to. Maybe both.
Now, both of you have got real lives outside of verbs and nouns.
Oh, yeah.
That take up probably the majority of your time. Okay. What do you do when you're not making music together?
I just recently started working for a publication called Herbal Publications. So I'm a features editor for Stoner Magazine and Pharmacy Magazine with an F. And so that's been taking up a lot of my time.
Is that what took you to Portland?
That's
kind of a home base?
Well, I mean, Portland also took me there for music because we play in Portland a good amount, and it's sort of the hub for everything new and happening in the West Coast. So for me, Portland is sort of the new L.A. in a sense. A lot of tech companies are moving there. A lot of musicians are moving there. There's just so much fresh stuff happening, and it's sort of popping off over there. So I'm really happy to be there and to get us over there as well. Mm. So,
what about for you, Emily? What are you doing when you're not making music?
Well, I graduated from SOU with my environmental studies and ecology conservation degree. And so from that, I took it into, studying native plants and also working as a farmer. Mm. My folks bought some property out in the Applegate, which I manage. It's a 68-acre farm that I'm out there on my own, basically.
Wow.
Learning how to farm. I've farmed all kinds of things from produce to flowers and industrial hemp. So I'm just kind of learning all of that on my own.
It's pretty awesome, though, because I'll go out there, too, and I'll help with whatever she needs.
Yeah.
We kind of work in the farm together, and then at night we're able to collaborate and be like, okay, we've worked in the field all day. Let's let's go to the drawing board on our music. Because really our goal as a team is to start playing jazz and blues festivals and getting out there across the West Coast and playing.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to ask next, what is the plan for verbs and nouns? Is this something that you want to pursue to eventually become the full-time focus?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, where our hearts are, you know, it's crazy because we've both been working so much lately on our other projects. Like, it's very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then, like, tonight is our first night that we've gotten to play music together in, what, a month?
At least.
It's been a month since we've played because we've had so much other stuff going on. So this is our release, and this is what makes us really happy, you know. And so for both of us, the plan is we're going to be, we recorded with Aaron Reed. We have our EP coming out, which is us live, you know, basically. This is us. It's just the duo, and it's the vibes of what we are actually going to be promoting and what we're going to be playing at these festivals that we're at. So what we want to do ultimately is we want to be playing festivals and venues and really get out there and open for people we love.
Mm-hmm.
And, spread ourselves across the nation eventually and share the vibe.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of playing, just before we went on the air, we were talking about upcoming gigs. And you guys have taken a different direction for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Rather than landing some of those lucrative conference rooms at the Ramada playing holiday tunes, you guys are taking the holiday season off.
Yes, we are.
We're going to take the holiday season off. We've been working really hard. Emily, where are you going?
I'm going to Guatemala for a month. Going to tour the old ruins and
nice.
Go to Lake Atitlan and have myself a Zen retreat.
Cool.
And then hit it hard in the new year.
Awesome. And you'll have the EP in hand at that point.
We will.
As kind of the new calling card of the current sound of the duo.
Absolutely. So we'll be on Spotify and iTunes and all the goodies. So.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
Nice to meet the both of you. Emily Turner, Jared Masters, my guests. Verbs and Nouns, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. You will find that EP when it is available at verbsandnouns.com. You have one more for us?
Absolutely.
Yes. This one's called Don't You Call Me Baby.
You read my mind. Here we go.
Don't you call me baby, don't you call me ever again, don't you even say maybe, don't you call me baby, be alone, cause I is alone, look stony cause I'm a rolling stone, I'm an ice cube in your whiskey, and swear to God you gonna miss me. Drop strip, baby, to your lips. I sit with a mess to fix, and the teardrops drip to your lips. And yet I sit with a mess to fix. So don't you call me baby, don't you call me ever again, don't you even say maybe, don't you call me baby, yeah. Is alone, look stony, cause I'm a rolling stone. I'm an ice cube in your whiskey. I swear to God, you gonna miss me. Teardrops drip, babe, to your lips. Yeah, I sit with a mess to fix. The teardrops drip to your lips, and yeah, I sit with a mess to fix. So don't you call me. Don't you call me ever again. Don't you even say maybe. Don't you call me.
That is Verbs and Nouns, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Emily Turner and Jared Masters. Emily on vocals and upright bass, Jared Masters vocals and electric guitar. verbsandnouns.com is the web address. If you missed any of our session, we'll have audio up on our website later this afternoon at ijpr.org, as well as a few photos. And don't forget, you can always subscribe to JPR Live Sessions on iTunes. Emily, Jared, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you
so much.
Open Air continues right after this.